Evanoff Communications Online News Update.
Good Wednesday morning, September 10th. It's 13 right now in Newmarket, Aurora. The dollar is 72.18 cents U.S. I'm Stacy Englehart. One person is in custody after shots were fired outside a home early this morning in Vaughan. According to police, it happened near Teston and Bathurst just before 2:30. Police said a suspect fled on foot and was later apprehended. You may have been hacked if you logged into a government website last month. According to the federal government, they were hit by a cyber attack. Some email addresses and phone numbers from the CRA, Employment and Social Development Canada, and Canada Border Services were accessed. Government was told about the incident August 17th. We're only finding out about it now. They say a routine software update caused a vulnerability that allowed hackers to access the info of anybody who used their authentication service between August 3rd and 15th. Oh, the new speed cameras being put up around the GTA. Premier Ford, calling them a cash grab, said municipality should get rid of them. He was speaking to reporters after several cameras in Toronto were cut down. Ford said he hopes more municipalities will follow Vaughan's lead and scrap their speed camera program. York police investigating after two pedestrians were struck last night just before 8:30. Collision happened in Markham. According to police, a person taken to a trauma center. The driver remained on scene. GM Canada said its previously announced plans to cut a shift at the Oshawa assembly plant won't take effect until early next year. The company provided new clarity on its timeline. The shift was expected to be cut this fall. U.S. tariffs get the blame. Hot country sports baseball last night. The Jays beat Houston 4-3 in 10 innings. That home series continues at 7 tonight. Jays were without shortstop Bo Bichette. He's on the 10-day injured list due to a sprained knee. Canada beat host Wales 1-0 in the men's international soccer friendly. Canada coming off a 3-0 win over Romania Friday. And the NHL's new collective bargaining agreement includes an emergency health care and wellness fund for alumni. It's the first time the sport has had such a source for retired players. Hot country weather, beautiful afternoon, sunshine, a Humidex feeling in the mid-20s. Tonight, clear, 9, sunshine returns tomorrow, Humidex feeling in the upper 20s. Right now, it's 13 in Newmarket, Aurora. I'm Stacy Englehart.